This is the Free Yourself for Life audiobook, Just the Beginning to Complete Emotional Freedom. Written by Lizzie Oz and narrated by Lizzie Oz. Hey there, I'm Lizzie, a life mentor and educator with a background of nearly 20 years in the medical profession. Also an avid surfer, hobby photographer, and healthy living enthusiast. In this book, I'm going to share with you just the beginning of how to free yourself for life. I'll share one of the most powerful life lessons I've learned, and by the end of this insightful little book, you'll be equipped to know exactly how to start applying this to your own life, like now. It really is a total life changer. But first, let me share where it all started for me. I read my first self-help book when I was just 12 years old. It was by a psychologist named Andrew Matthews. The book was titled Being Happy. What's a 12-year-old reading a book like that, you might ask? Well, the following pages in this ebook will elaborate much more deeply on how my journey unfolded from that defining age. From the moment I picked up that book, though, was when my personal growth learning truly began. And I haven't stopped yet, and won't for the rest of my life. Let's fast track to today for now. I run You Matter Life Mentoring, a heart-centered business passionately dedicated in helping people to overcome their negative past experiences and to learn to empower themselves for life. I guide, support, and mentor people step by step to complete emotional freedom. You're probably wondering how this came about. Out of your greatest pain, there lies your greatest gifts. You Matter Life Mentoring was created from the greatest adversity I've experienced in my life, and as you'll learn in the following pages, it was full of challenges, struggles, and profound breakthroughs. Through all of my life experiences, though, I knew there was a deeper meaning, a reason, a purpose to it all, and why I experienced what I did. When I finally worked it all out and began living with complete emotional freedom, something life-changing happened for me. Beyond something I ever expected, because hey, I was already living the dream, just knowing I had that freedom for the first time in my life. That really was enough for me. But then, I started being gifted all these creative ideas through my thoughts, and I had this deep desire to help others to free themselves as well. I could feel it stirring deeply within me, and from a place that felt right, that felt loving, that felt compassionate, almost magnetic. So I took action. Well, I felt compelled to. That magnetism was so strong, unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. It started off unofficially, as most businesses do. I began mentoring a few friends from work through their life challenges. In true Lizzie style, it was barefoot strolling down the beach, walking a loop around the lake, or sipping on amazing coffee at a local cafe or somewhere in nature. After all my personal experiences in clinical settings and offices, or with people using clipboards and checklists, of which it made me feel so uneasy, anxious, and even a little bit queasy, I knew there was no way I'd be helping people in those kinds of settings. No offense to the clinicians out there. So, we'd chat all things life together, and I would share, guide, and provide information, tips, and tools to help them. You know, that valuable life stuff you learn along the way from thousands of life experiences you've had? The feedback after these sessions blew me away. People would say, days later, "What you said totally worked. I tried it and straight away things shifted for me. Oh my gosh, I had a massive breakthrough. Wow, you saved our relationship." Or, "I walked away feeling clear for the first time in over a decade." This kept happening over and over again. It was so surreal and I knew I had so much more to share. Word got around and I already had 30 people waiting to see me within a month. But wait, when do I have the time? I was working full-time as a registered nurse in emergency, but I felt the call and I knew I needed to formalise this life chatting and get cracking. So, You Matter Life Mentoring was created. Business registered, website built, and a stream of returning clients, all embracing my unique style of personal life mentoring. So, I kept it simple for the first 6 months, balancing between life mentoring, nursing, and living life, of course. Then, one day, as I'm walking and talking with a client, she says, "Lizzie, I wish you could be with me 24/7. You know, so that I could absorb all of what you share through your sessions, because it just helps me so much." Boom. That's when the Free Yourself for Life program was born. I got home after that session and began jotting down all my ideas. I got hand cramp, there were so many, just flooding from my mind. For the next 6 months or so, I literally spent every spare moment beyond business and nursing, writing, creating, recording, and producing what is now a foundational life-changing program. I typed 100,000 words, and no, I didn't set out to do that. But that eventually converted into 4 psychology-based guided meditations, 20 audio life mentoring lessons, and the questions for Your Matters worksheets, the study component to complete the program. All while building a brand new website from scratch, after the first one I built ended up being with a fraudulent company where they siphoned $3,000 from my bank account. But that wasn't going to stop me. And add to that, completing the legendary Marie Forleo's B-School, Business School, online. Talk about purpose-driven. I loved every second of it, and what's truly profound is that every single one of those 100,000 words I typed, every single one holds weight, emotional weight, and valuable life experience. My life's work and experience is in those words for you. Every time I would review and reflect, I thought of you. Because I wholeheartedly know that's why I went through the life experiences I did, to be of service to you. It's my unique gift. It was born from my greatest adversity, and nothing gives me more fulfillment and gratitude than helping you to achieve the same. It's what started for me at age 12 when I picked up that book, Being Happy. A gift is only truly valuable when shared, received, and fully experienced by another. So nearly 3 years on from starting You Matter Life Mentoring, and after personally mentoring one-to-one hundreds of people in conjunction with the Free Yourself for Life program, the shift had to happen. Online, that is. There's only one of me, and I have a deep, connected desire to help and reach many more people beyond my local community. And because most of us hang out online these days, I'm joining in too. Come and connect with me and many other awesome, like-minded people in my private Facebook group, Life Chats with Lizzie, on all things you, your life, and your emotional health, plus Q&A. It's free, and you can ask as many questions as you like. There's no right or wrong questions. Consider it your free online life mentoring service, a place to connect, learn, and feel inspired. The link to join the group is in the downloadable ebook version. By now, you're probably wondering, okay, Lizzie, this all sounds kind of interesting, but I don't know if this is for me, or can I even be bothered reading on, or, in this case, listening. For your sake, please do. I've loved writing every single word of this, because once again, I've been thinking of you, wanting to connect with you, and ultimately, want to help you change the course of your life. You can do it. Take this next step. Keep listening. My story next is to help you. Why you matter. I used to think, I don't matter. I'm not enough. I'm so damaged by my past. Pretty heavy, I know. I'm going to share with you my story, purely because I believe we all have a story. I have proudly confronted, accepted, and released my negative past experiences, emotionally, physically, and mentally. Something I was told many times before. You'll just have to live with what happened and get on with your life. Or shift it to the back of your mind and move on. And move away, relocate, and start a new life in a new place. All of these were suggestions from trained health professionals. So, with my open-mindedness, I tried them all. I'm a big believer in having a go at pretty much anything in life and working it out for yourself. And if you can't, you seek help and guidance. Through every experience, though, I'll ask myself, is this working? Does this align with me? Does this truly resonate with me? So, I did all those suggestions that I've just mentioned, and it just wasn't enough for me. I felt frustrated, lost, unworthy, and extremely overwhelmed in my life. I went on to ask myself more questions. Why should I have to live with my negative past experiences for the rest of my life? Why? I didn't ask for them to happen. I didn't have a choice. So why should I have to suffer? I wanted answers. I wanted freedom. And I wanted happiness. So I started asking myself how instead of why. How can I overcome my past? How can I change my life? And how can I find my inner strength and courage? I began searching for the answers and knew I wasn't going to give up until I found them. I had an overwhelming desire to not only confront and accept my past, but to overcome it. I wanted complete emotional and physical freedom from my story. I spent more than a decade of trying it all until I reached a profound moment a few years back when I worked it all out. All the answers I'd been searching for, I discovered them and more. I gained my freedom and happiness too. By completely overcoming my past, I have been able to heal myself from within. No diagnoses, no medications, and no quick fixes. Now, I want to help you confront, accept, and overcome your negative past experiences, so you too can live an empowered life. But first, I would like to share with you some of my story and what I have learned through my personal experiences. A way to inspire, relate, and connect with you. It's confronting and direct, but I have chosen to share this with you. If anyone can help guide and mentor you to overcome your past, it's someone who has been through it themselves. Someone who has experienced the adversity, pain, hopelessness, and come out the other side liberated, free, and powerful. This is a brief summary of my story. I was sexually abused by a close family member for nearly 7 years as a child. It happened frequently. I felt scared, violated, and powerless. It stopped when I was 12 years of age. I kept this a secret until I was 27. I suppressed my memories, feelings, and emotions for much of my life and lived in fear, shame, guilt, and pain constantly. How this came to be. I was brought up in a disciplined household as a child. I had respect for my parents and encompassed a caring yet protective nature with my siblings. I was a pleaser, always wanting everyone else to feel loved, protected, valued, and happy. Little did I know how to experience this for myself. I was an academic student during my school years, a high achiever, and loved competing in a variety of sports. From school, I went on to complete my nursing degree at university. I soon began a career as a registered nurse, caring for and helping others. During my 20s, I had developed my independence, personally, financially, in friendships, some relationships, and my career. But I realised I still wasn't living a completely honest and happy life. Although to the outside world, no one would know my inner battle. No one would really know what was going on within. Every day was a constant struggle. I put it on, that mask of everything is okay. Look at the things I'm doing, being, and achieving. It was all a facade. My secret continued to become more difficult to suppress, and my feelings and emotions became harder and harder to contain. For years, I'd adopted various negative behaviours to cope. like binge eating that started at 7 years of age and continued well into my 20s. And my party days turned quickly into shame-driven binge drinking to numb my pain, guilt, and anger. People thought I was just the life of the party, the one who just wanted to have fun, talk, dance, and drink to all hours. But the truth is, I was the one riddled with torment, darkness, and resentment, and would always wake the next day with that dreaded feeling of embarrassment and regret. My emotional and mental health was impacted by all of this greatly too, but I still did everything I could to not allow others to think that there was something wrong with me, or to give them any impression of what I was really going through. Gosh, I felt so ashamed. The years passed by and I continued to suppress my emotions and feelings. I tried numerous self-help strategies, books, and courses. I constantly searched for the answers and that miracle solution, yet I was so out of control and spiraling downhill fast. I sought some professional help, my GP, multiple counsellors, and various psychologists, but only to be diagnosed and offered medications to deal with my symptoms, as opposed to confronting the underlying cause. I didn't want a label or a pill. I wanted freedom from my past. At the time, my relationship with my father, and in particular, my mother, had become somewhat strained since I left home at the age of 22. Mind you, I left home willingly and embarked on that next step towards complete independence. You know, leaving the nest and embracing a newfound freedom. I had my nursing career on track, money in the bank, and could stand on my own two feet, strongly and confidently. Externally, that was. Internally, I was a crumbling mess. Yet, I was doing all I could to get through each day without allowing my family, or anyone else for that matter, know what battle I was really fighting on the inside. Life became more and more of a struggle each day. I felt constantly frustrated, defeated, and overwhelmed. The constant cycles of addictive behaviours became more destructive and more frequent. I knew I had to do something. I knew my life had to change. I needed to open up and free myself of my negative past experiences. Then, at 27, I woke up one morning with this overwhelming feeling. A feeling that I needed to finally break my silence and share this secret that I'd suppressed for nearly 20 years. I had to tell someone. I was exhausted of living my life feeling so trapped, frustrated, and suffocated by my past. I had what I call my Oprah moment. That morning, I kept doubting that overwhelming feeling of actually breaking my silence. I was ruminating over so many questions. Like, why now, after 20-odd years of keeping this a secret, and you decide today's the day? What difference will it really make anyway? Why didn't you open up sooner, like when this all first started? Total overwhelm. I kept putting it off through the day. That desire to make that phone call and open up began to diminish, and fast. Just like every other emotion and feeling that I'd suppressed for much of my life. I resorted to what I knew well. Ignore, resist, suppress. Well, I tried to, until this happened. I was in my kitchen that afternoon, preparing some lunch whilst in a constant spiral of self-defeating thoughts. Yep, I was making a healthy salad to make up for the binge eating I'd done the night before. Let me clarify what a binge eat would actually consist of. It wasn't a bite here and there, or a spoonful either. It was a whole large pizza, a 2-litre tub of ice cream, and would usually be topped off with a whole packet of chocolate biscuits. What? I know, and I was still craving more, because you really can't eat your emotions. So there I am, making lunch in silence, in my apartment, all alone except for a few birds chirping outside, and I'm still contemplating if I'm even going to open up on this particular day. In my head, I ask for a sign. I believe in the universe, however this day I was feeling hopeless and desperate. So I just really threw it out there in absolute desperation. Now, you've got to know, at the time, I had this TV that had a funny quirk to it. It would turn on and off at random times of the day and night for just a few minutes. The next minute, my TV turns on. It's the Oprah Show. Oprah, a philanthropist known as one of the most influential women in the world, well, she's interviewing Jane Fonda on her talk show. Oprah turns to Jane and says, "Jane, do you have any regrets in your life?" Jane turns to Oprah and says, "Oprah, the biggest regret in my life is not opening up to my deceased parents about being sexually abused as a child." And then the TV turns off. What? I drop the knife and burst into tears. Tears of absolute pain, suffering, and heartache. I sobbed and sobbed, alone and broken in my kitchen. I let it all out, tears that I'd suppressed for much of my life. Tears of a damaged and violated little girl. Tears of a self-conscious, withdrawn, and emotionally void teenager. Tears of an out-of-control young woman escaping through food and alcohol-fueled binges, living in fear, shame, guilt, and pain. I let them all out. I'd never cried like that before in my life. I then gathered myself and knew it was time to make that phone call and break my silence. That was the biggest universal sign I could have had. First, I opened up to my best friend, who to this day stands by my side with absolute love and understanding, and then soon after to my father. At the time, I didn't feel connected enough to open up to my mother, as our relationship was already so strained. After years of being controlled, manipulated, and ridden powerless, her narcissistic ways took their toll on me too. What happened not long after? Well, I didn't see coming. I was disowned by my own mother, then the rest of my family, for speaking the truth of being sexually abused as a child. I thought at the time that speaking the truth of my past would have hopefully helped heal that strain after years of our relationship becoming more destructive, toxic, and unbearable. To my disbelief, it got much worse. I felt so neglected, abandoned, and had lost all sense of belonging. After trying to process and understand that I'd been disowned by my own family, I reached rock bottom in my life, my darkest hour. I was scared, alone, and felt so devastated by what had happened. That moment where I needed the most love, support, nurture, and protection, I felt everything but. In my darkest hour, I was pondering some very frightening thoughts, and never thought I would experience such crippling emotions and fear. I was contemplating ending my life. In this surreal and defining moment of shall I do this? Shall I quit and exit my life, give up, end it all and escape the pain? There was this moment of complete stillness. Not a sound, not a noise, just peace. For a few seconds amongst the irrationality of it all. And then I heard this voice in my head say, "You matter, Lizzie. Now show yourself this every day and your life will get better." In that moment, something shifted within me, something profoundly shifted, from contemplating taking my own life to taking action within moments. It was almost as if it was unconscious to me. I had no alcohol on board and never resorted to drugs. I was in an overwhelmed emotional state, yet had the capability to do something to help myself, to show myself that I really do matter. So I somehow found the courage to reach out. I rang Lifeline Australia. They're a crisis support and suicide prevention phone service. Please phone 1311 14 if you need help. I knew I just needed to speak with someone. I felt like I had lost everything in my life, the people I loved and cared about, even despite our differences. I spoke to a counsellor on the phone, still in a state of panic, anxiousness, and irrationality. I felt so overwhelmed at the time. Yet I knew deep down this was the step I needed to take. The counsellor did his best to calm me down, rationalise with me, and advise me of how I could help myself in that particular moment. He said, "You need to reach out. Reach out to other extended family members and friends, people you feel safe and supported by. You need to communicate and open up about everything." And so that night, I did. I reached out to my extended family. We weren't that close at the time, but I felt compelled to take that step after all that had happened. Knocking on their door was one of the hardest, most nerve-wracking things I had done, besides opening up. I thought to myself, what if I'm rejected, abandoned, or turned away again? Well, I can assure you, that didn't happen. I was embraced with open arms and open hearts. From that pivotal moment, my life began to change. I knew I was the only person who could be accountable for my life and my actions. I also know if I didn't follow that advice to open up and consciously take steps to change my life, I'm not sure I would be here sharing this with you today. From that day on, I decided that I never wanted to be at rock bottom again. I never wanted to experience that darkest hour ever again. I promised myself that I would do everything I could to find my strength, courage, and most importantly, learn how to free myself from living a life feeling so trapped and suffocated by my past. It took time, persistence, and a whole lot of self-belief that I learned along the way to progress to where I am today. Today, I live an honest, free, and fulfilling life. I take one day at a time. I take care of myself first, and then I help take care of others. To know how and why you matter is key in overcoming any obstacle and is essential in empowering yourself for life. Let me share with you everything I know and how I can help you overcome your negative past experiences, no matter how simple, complex, or traumatic they were for you. In this ebook, I have gifted you one very powerful life lesson. It's just one lesson from over 20 featured in the Free Yourself for Life program, along with more transformational content and tools. You can free yourself by clicking the program link at the end of this book. But first, let's continue now with learning about you. Why is learning about you so important? There are several reasons. Let's take a look at them in more detail. If you don't learn, tune in, and personally develop yourself, how will you ever know who you truly are and what you really want out of your life? You see, we are so conditioned in our society to behave and live a certain way. Just look around, observe the world. Do you notice the patterns, the cycles, the routines, the energy? Are we living consciously or unconsciously? Robotic in nature and in routine, or carefree and free-spirited? You might laugh, but this is my point. This is just one form of conditioning. When I first suggest to people that learning about yourself, taking care of yourself, and developing a healthier relationship with yourself is integral in changing your life, their initial reaction is, well, excuses. Excuses of why that's not possible. I'll hear things like, I can't do that. I don't have time. Why start now? I'm too messed up. I could never change. I don't have the money. But really, all I'm really witnessing is resistance disguised in excuses. In Module 1, Mind Awareness, in the Free Yourself for Life program, I share more deeply about fear. Fear in all areas of your life. For now, I would like you to understand this. Resistance is a form of fear. Powerful. Where does this show up for you? And if you resonated with those recent responses, that there is resistance. So in other words, the fear to change. I'm with you here. I totally felt like this. There's a great majority of our society that live like this. They follow that rule book of life. They stay in their comfort zone and continually fulfill their needs by things. Think material possessions, titles, or connections with people that can be somewhat seen as superficial. They are always looking outside themselves for happiness rather than inside themselves. Well, thankfully for you, you are part of the minority, and in this case, that is more profound than you will know and understand right now. You have made a conscious decision to learn about yourself just by listening to this ebook. Please acknowledge yourself right now. What a strong move. Let's go deeper. Perhaps you want to change your life, your whole life, and learn who you really are and what you desire, and on a very deep emotional level. If that's hit the spot, then keep listening. I used to live like the majority of society too, until multiple life-changing events steered me on course. From enduring childhood sexual abuse and escaping into my addictions of food and alcohol to cope. Add to that being obsessed with disordered eating or dieting and crazy exercise regimes, to becoming this money-driven, high-achieving, perfectionistic people-pleaser, all whilst being abandoned and neglected by the people I thought that loved and cared for me, then reaching my darkest hour by contemplating my own life. I knew life had to change. I was forced to change. The signs were all there long before I became truly conscious of them. Whether it's life-changing or circumstance-changing, we all have the ability to create our own path. If you don't learn who you are first, you will struggle with your path. By getting busy in life, but distracted busy, not productive or meaningful busy. Sound familiar? Learning about you, as you can discover during the Free Yourself for Life program, is a deep and profound process. Once you have done it once, you'll never have to do it again. Why? Because most of us in this world are so conditioned by the society we live in. We don't really know who we are at all, and are not naturally taught to discover this. We evolve as adults and lose our ability to become curious and inquisitive because we stop learning, as opposed to being a child where we were learning, curious, and inquisitive constantly. You only have to consider for a moment how many children ask the question, why? Why are they like that? Why do you do that? Why does that happen? If you have kids or are surrounded by kids or don't have kids at all, after a while, their whys might seem somewhat frustrating. Yet, all they are doing is learning. Yes, learning about themselves and others around them. So, when you discover and reveal your true self by learning, because at some point in your life you stopped or slowed down that personal learning, guess what? You'll produce undeniable clarity and strength that will only continue to grow and thrive with time and throughout your future life experiences. Now that is empowering. So, once you establish why and how you matter and develop a healthier relationship with yourself, you'll never lose it. Isn't that just a little piece of wisdom right there? Let's cue some fear here while you listen to this next part. So feel the emotion of fear you would normally feel. Is it anxiousness, apprehension, pressure, resistance, overwhelm? Okay, you got it? So, every now and again, you may contemplate the thought of losing this ability from time to time, to have a healthy relationship with yourself. So let me ask you this. If you lost your ability to know and fully understand yourself, let's compare it with neglecting or abandoning someone you really love and care about. Ponder that for a moment. You wouldn't abandon or neglect your life partner, friend, family member, or even pet. So why would you do such a thing to yourself? When you completely and authentically learn who you are, you develop this ability to challenge any circumstance in your life and remain your true self in the process. What do I mean by this? Well, let's consider a time in your past when life has challenged you. A time where you have been faced with an obstacle or setback. I'm sure you're like, Lizzie, where do I start? But just pick one, one that springs to mind. There's no need to overthink this. Now, consider how you dealt with the situation or circumstance. Probably emotionally, but I'm working on something here, a profound lesson to share. Did you react or respond to the situation? Think about it. React or respond. Let's use an example. You had a fight with a parent over something very minor. We've all been here. And instead of communicating through the issue together, you lost your temper, got angry, frustrated, and stormed off. Can you relate? You reacted to the situation as opposed to responded to it. The amount of times I reacted in my life, I'd need to write a full-length book. The power is in this, though. The two key words here are react and respond. When you react, the situation is in control of you. When you respond, you are in control of the situation. So you see, you have two choices. You can allow the situation to control you by reacting, or you can be in control of the situation by responding. It's a choice we already make many times a day, but depending on your choice will also depend on the outcome and result. This is the self-work that becomes foundational in changing how you deal with any situation in your life. Trust me, I have changed this wholeheartedly, and there's no better way to live or interact. People that constantly react are more likely to feel stressed, frustrated, and unhappy. People that respond are more likely to feel relaxed, strong, and happy. Do you want to feel that? Like, all of the time? It's possible. To strengthen the skill of responding, you must practice it. You will improve through each experience. Soon enough, you won't even have to think about it. Start by doing this simple little exercise. Next time you're in the car driving, or maybe you're walking down the street, and someone cuts you off, is rude or impatient, be mindful of your reaction. What do you do? Do you mouth off in the car? Yep, most of us tick that box. Or mutter under your breath, or even ruminate about it in your mind with absolute frustration. Well, they're all forms of reacting. Instead, stop, pause, and take a breath. Literally think before you speak, or think before you think. I just made that one up, and I like it. So what I'm trying to say is make a conscious choice to respond. For example, think, wow, they're in a hurry, or glad I'm not racing around like that, or even begin by noticing your own behaviour. So, choosing to slow down, be mindful, and present. This is key. Do not personalise or internalise other people's reactions. It's totally not worth your energy. And practice, practice, practice. You will encounter this experience thousands of times a day. It happens in almost every moment. Choose consciously. You deserve to live strong, happy, and relaxed. And there's plenty of opportunities to get started, literally, today. Let's dive a little deeper for a moment. What's the difference between responding and reacting, you might ask? Let's go back to the example of having a fight with a parent over something minor. Mind you, this lesson applies to every life experience, all people, and all situations. To respond is to listen calmly, to view the situation, to use your intellect and knowledge to gain some perspective on what the other person is trying to voice. When you react, you antagonize. You both become victims in the situation. You compete against each other. And unless one person backs down, you will continue to disagree, fight, argue, or become frustrated. Sound familiar? Just another repeated pattern or cycle, time and time again. Been here too, with a lot of people, a lot of situations, and even within myself. However, if you know who you truly are, then there's absolutely no need to feel victimized, therefore eliminating the possibility of reacting in situations. That victim state mentality stems so much deeper and is exactly what you will uncover, reveal, and overcome during the Free Yourself for Life program. So, when you apply the power of responding by practicing it many, many, many times a day, amazing shifts, I said shifts, will happen. Guess what else? You won't, but I'm more than happy to share. Others will want to learn from you. What? You will become the positive influence, the happy for no reason person that people will be attracted to and want to learn, engage, and interact with. And meaningfully. Now that's authentic connection. This works in every interaction, social, friends, family, work, your lover, your soulmate. Remember this, reacting equals weakness and loss. Responding equals strength and gain. Why is this so important to know, you may ask? Because many of us in life are not in full control of ourselves. I believe this is exactly why you're still listening to this. You want to learn who you really are and what you want in your life. To do this, you must commit to being in full control of yourself. To put yourself first and then others. To learn all there is to know about you. No more living in fear, lack, negativity, shame, anger, resentment, pain, guilt. Okay, I'm sure you get my drift. I've confronted all of these and more, and you can do the same. I'd like you to consider this. Imagine for a moment if your life were to completely fall apart, but you knew who you authentically were. You would actually get through whatever the challenges were much more confidently than if you didn't know who you were. When we don't fully know and understand ourselves, we become reliant on external factors for deep satisfaction and fulfillment. Why? Because like most of our society, through conditioning and no fault of our own, we become reliant on other people to fulfill our needs, to feel loved, to feel worthy, and to feel a sense of belonging. Does this resonate for you? For some, they have their needs met through things such as possessions, titles, and materialism, all of which can be taken away in an instant. Hypothetically speaking, if and when this happens, you suffer the consequences through various unpleasant feelings. You'll feel the sadness, hurt, pain, and suffering, perhaps even defeated, deflated, or maybe hit rock bottom in life. An absolute spiral of emotions and feelings that are all driven from a much deeper place within yourself. The reason this happens? You weren't in full control of you and your life. Other people were, or your circumstances were. So therefore, you continue to react in life rather than respond and learn through each experience you have. The cycle repeats itself time and time again. When you choose to learn, you educate and empower yourself, just as you are learning throughout this ebook. When you know who you authentically are and choose to live like this 100% of the time, any life challenge you encounter in future, you will be in control of. You will be able to respond with strength and clarity, because you have learned the skill to respond and to be in control, not to react and repeat the same negative experiences over and over again, feeling constantly frustrated, confused, and overwhelmed in your life. Pause for a moment and consider how many repeated patterns you have experienced in your life. In your health, your relationships, your friendships, and your work. You're not alone on this. We all experience this. However, how many people learn to break those patterns and cycles, overcome them for good, completely change and transform their lives? Only a minority in the world we live in. So, if you're still listening, well done. I love your commitment. This is your chance, your opportunity, your next step. Our society has been conditioned a certain way, and right now you have the opportunity to lead instead of follow this societal-based conditioning, to break the mold, to choose you and your life, to choose to respond instead of react, drawing you closer to being authentically you all of the time. Now that is living and breathing a powerful life. You absolutely deserve this, even if right now you don't feel this at all. I know you want clarity, understanding, and strength. So allow me to continue to guide you on your path, challenge you, and you will soon discover your true self and you'll never look back. That is why discovering you holds the key to changing your life for good. This is the journey for you, the destined path, for you to return to who you really are and what you want in your life. To live on purpose, to live with freedom and joy in all areas of your life. To love deeply and to share amazing life experiences that you were born to embrace and experience. I know you felt stuck, held back, even suffocated or scared to live the life you were born to live. I've been exactly where you've been. The time is right now. You are alive in this present moment. You are being called to take further action. You didn't just accidentally or coincidentally stumble across this book. You were searching for it. You have been searching for answers for a while now. You've had so many questions go unanswered and have probably just felt like, what's the point? What is the point of all this? Maybe even, really, what's the point of life? Well, my new friend, I can assure you there are answers to your questions, to all of them. Your doubts, your fears, your worries, your pain, your heartache, your stories. I'm here to guide you, support you, and mentor you so you can overcome your negative past experiences. Learn all there is to know about yourself and live the free and happy life you were born to live. Let's do this together, one step at a time, one day at a time, and with complete commitment. Visit my free Facebook group, Life Chats with Lizzie, or learn more about the Free Yourself for Life program by visiting the website. The links are available in the downloadable version of the ebook. You are not alone. Remember, you matter. Can't wait to connect and chat with you soon. Take care.